A lot of us woke up this morning to the news that Brooklyn Nets were busy here in these final hours before the trade deadline Thursday afternoon, and that busyness involved All-Star Kevin Durant. 13-time All-Star, his time in Brooklyn done, sent off to Phoenix. And to talk about this trade, we are so fortunate to have Pix 11 lead sports anchor, also heard on The Fan, the Moose, Mark Malouse. Well, shall we, Mark, give a moment of silence to the Nets' days of contending?
Yeah, I think that's well, maybe I should pause now, Levon. Sometimes I'm not good with direction, but yeah, I think there's no doubt about it. I think, unfortunately, you know, they took the gamble in the summer of 2019 when Kyrie and Kevin Durant decided to go to Brooklyn. You know, you thought about them trying to together. They wanted to pair up, good friends of winning an NBA championship. You know, it got crazy. Obviously, we all went through the pandemic, and you had the playoffs and the bubble down there in Orlando. Is just a lack of availability. They played 74 games together. You throw in James Harden, the three of them only played 16 games together. They went 13-3. You know, we could all look at what could have been if Kevin Durant's toe wasn't on the line against the Milwaukee Bucks in that Game 7, but it was. They end up losing that series, and Bucks end up winning the NBA championship. So, you know, coulda, woulda, shoulda. In the end, a lot of drama, a lot of nonsense, a lot of everything other than just basketball, and the goal was never achieved. And I think for two absolute NBA superstars that decided to come to Brooklyn, I don't think there's any way to paint it, but their run in Brooklyn was disastrous.
And you mentioned all the drama, and you also mentioned Harden for a second, because for a second you had Durant, Harden, and Kyrie all on the squad. But you know, will the team in any way miss having all this drama around them?
Well, I think there's – I don't think they'll miss the drama. I think there's a lot of Brooklyn Nets fans, Levon, that are probably happy that they grew tired of it, that the team was unlikable. You got to remember when, you know, they were – when Kyrie and Durant decided to join Brooklyn, Kenny Atkinson was coaching the team. They were a well-coached team. They were really – you know, they were a lot of younger guys. They were playing really well. They had guys like Jared Allen on the team and Caris LeVert. And it was a good group of younger players, and they were Kenny Atkinson was a great draft and developed kind of a guy, and trying to get the most out of each and every one of those young players. And I think what it turned out to be was an absolute circus. So I think Net fans now are happy with the negative headlines going away. However, there's a ceiling to this team. They got a good trade from the Phoenix Suns that got finalized at about 1:30 this morning. You know, four first-round draft picks, a pick swap in 2028. Cam Johnson's a good 3-and-D player. Mikal Bridges is a potentially a young star in the NBA. However, you know, you need those upper echelon stars, those generational talents, in order to consistently or to potentially win an NBA title. And those are the guys that, you know, got traded in the span of the last 6 days after Kyrie requested that deal last Friday, traded Sunday to the Dallas Mavericks, and obviously we saw earlier this morning Kevin Durant getting traded to the Phoenix Suns. So I think for a lot of Net fans, they're probably happy that the soap opera is gone. But I think they look at this group and understand the ideas of winning an NBA title also have gone away too.
And they're also bringing back Dinwiddie too from that Kyrie trade. So at least that'll be another one of those young good players you were just talking about. And I think the last question I have for you is along the lines of rebuilding the team now, because to get that team the way they had it all stacked together, they gave up a lot of first round picks. And me being from Houston, I was thankful for those first rounders that they gave the Rockets. but now they're trying, you would think they're trying to stack back up on some of these first and second round picks, right? I mean, that's what you're seeing.
Yeah, I think that's what they've done. And they, you know, they got a first rounder in the deal with the Dallas Mavericks. And you mentioned getting Spencer Dinwiddie. Finney Smith is one of the better perimeter, young perimeter defenders in the NBA as well. You know, they got a really good haul from the Phoenix Suns to go along, you know, with those players that we talked about, you know, the draft choices back in return. And I think when you look at the strength of general manager Sean Marks and his staff and his scouting department, is that they've been able to find younger players that are maybe outside the top 10 or top 12, and those guys have been able to develop. We've seen them the last three games going into tonight's matchup. Cam Thomas, young guard out of LSU, you know, just 21, had three consecutive games where he scored 40 or more points. He's going to get consistent burn here down the stretch. They've got a good head coach in Jacque Vaughn. All is not lost for the Brooklyn Nets, but the expectations are distinctly different now as compared to where they were, Levon, just a week ago. Last Thursday, The idea was the Nets could win an NBA title. On Friday, that all changed when Kyrie wanted out. They appeased. When Durant gets traded, can't win an NBA championship with this group, but you can start to build your way to make yourself to where you were before KD and Kyrie decided to come here in the summer of 2019.
Yeah, no doubt. And hey, maybe one day soon we'll have a five-minute discussion about the Knicks. But for now,
I love that.
Hey, they got Josh Hart. Yay! You know, Villanova reunion.
Hey, listen, Levon, I've grown up my entire life as a Knicks fan. Relevancy is a good thing. As long as they're not a laughing stock, I'll take.
I know, right? They are on the come up. Pixie 11 lead sports anchor, also on The Fan, the Moose, Mark Malusis. Hey, thanks for taking this time to join us.
Levon, always a pleasure. Have a great night.
Thanks, man. You too.